So what are some of the signs your child may have a demon? Let's talk about the spiritual side first. You can discern through the discerning of spirits, right? So you can discern a demon through the gift of discerning of spirits. The Holy Spirit can just tell you that's a spirit of rebellion. That's a spirit of perversion. That's a spirit of anger. Or we can just tell you, even if there's not a manifestation, the Holy Spirit can still tell you your child has the spirit, even if they've never manifested at all. If you believe for some reason there's a generational curse, or you believe, or you remember, oh my gosh, I remember that day I found out I was pregnant and I was not happy about it. And I called three friends and told them this is the end of my life. I went to the prophet who cast out the fear and the rejection. I said, I got another one for you. She said, what is it? I said, I got a spirit of anger. And she said, it's not a spirit, it's just your flesh. You have to crucify it. And so some of your kids, I mean, it could just be that they got to crucify their flesh and you got to teach them that, right? And if you don't crucify your flesh, what did I teach you in the last session? Eventually a demon comes to fortify the one in the flesh. But children are a major target. The enemy doesn't fight fair. Now Proverbs 22 verse 6. Says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So there's a war over who's going to train the child. Is it going to be you with a godly influence, or is it going to be the world with a demonic influence? Is it going to be you with a godly influence, or is it going to be the world with a demonic influence? Train your child through his thoughts, through the child's thoughts, which are a major open door. So then we know that the battle's in the mind, right? And so, you know, the enemy can come randomly, just randomly, and begin to speak to your child. Well, even if they're watching godly entertainment, even if they're in a peaceful home, that doesn't make your child immune to the devil. So we talked about all the open doors, all the gates, all the doors. Well, you could be doing everything perfectly, and chances are we're not perfect. Well, you could be doing everything, like, really, really well. But then what happens when they go to school? When they go to school. None of us are immune because we live in the world and we have flesh.